This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
All funds, for all intents and purposes, might have one or two five-year-olds nagging them as opposed to five or six.
So interesting.
Couldn't figure out where that audio was coming from. Love these browsers. You open up a page and suddenly it starts yicking at you. The number, 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. And we were just talking about, in the last hour, the Canadian healthcare system and how it basically forced a man, in his opinion, to commit assisted suicide. They helped a guy that was not dying to kill himself, doctor-assisted suicide. And apparently that goes on quite a bit in Canada, according to, was it lifenews.com?
What were the numbers on that again? Because that was kind of shocking.
3,000 a year.
3,000 in the 2018, right?
Yep.
And
people that are basically convinced to commit suicide.
Well, not all of them. Or that's just the assisted suicide.
Oh, it's only assisted suicide. So some of these people are like,
some have terminal illnesses.
I don't want to suffer anymore because
right.
Cancer.
Something.
But some of them are also just people who have mental illness and they want to die, and people who are, you know, yep. Like this guy who's basically receiving substandard treatment and decided to kill himself rather than deal with it. And that's what his words are, not mine. I wanted to talk about Bernie Sanders and some of his thoughts. He wants to make sure that there's, you know, college for everybody, forgive all the college debt, to, you know, get what they call Medicare for all. You know, what is Medicare? Medicare is when you reach a certain age, I think 62 and a half maybe, you then get your medical care taken care of by the government.
And it's also the reason that when you visit an ER and you get the bill, the aspirin costs $100, because that's a deal Medicare kit made with Bayer to pay him $100 per aspirin. So that sets the rate, essentially. This is why when you go buy some insulin or whatever up in Canada, it's a fraction of the price, because basically the Medicare deal with these drug companies is just ludicrous. It just lines the pockets of drug company investors.
Right, and I'm of the opinion Obamacare was set up to fail.
Sure.
That it was designed to drive up prices and drive down service. So
let's make it so bad that they'll beg us for
it. Right. Prices are already high then, before Obamacare came?
Not nearly as high. They've gone up and up and up for medical care.
Yeah, there's some people are paying like $2,400 a month for family health insurance.
Right.
And there's like a $7,000 deductible that, like, with the Obamacare before it kicks in.
Yeah, right. For the year.
Yeah, for the year. So it's like, that's crazy.
Yeah. So going on here, I've got a couple of articles on this, both of them from thelibertarianrepublic.com. Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has made headlines several times over the past week as more and more people question how the country could ever afford his plan. On Friday, Bill Maher pushed and pushed a flummoxed Sanders over the untenable costs of his platform. Now, liberal media darling George Stephanopoulos has finally gotten Sanders to say the truth. He plans on raising taxes for everyone.
And that's at war on the people. I mean, how are taxes enforced? By men with guns. I mean, raising taxes on people here in the United States is almost worse than the acts of war Bernie Sanders has voted for against people on the other side of the world, with like sanctions against Iran and other things. And now he's actually, I mean, that's a sanction on the American people, as far as I'm concerned, a tax.
Right. I mean, you know, it's also says basically you can only have the health care that we provide. Look at what happened to this guy in Canada. You know, when you demand people's money for things, you're going to I think it's first important to know
that government does it.
Right. We do not currently have some kind of free market in health care. Nobody alive today really remembers a free market in healthcare. If you want to find out what a free market in healthcare looks like, go look up the impossible solution for healthcare. Google it, and you'll find it on the Of Two Minds blog, and they make a really great case for it. But the fact is that when George Bush was in office, $3 out of every $4 spent in healthcare was spent by the government. It was already three quarters socialized at that point. Obama comes in, it's 7/8 socialized, and when Sanders is done, it'll be 100% socialized.
I won't comply, so it won't be quite 100%. I'm still going to go. I want to find the New Movers meeting. There was a lady who is the doctor's physician's assistant.
Yes,
she's like, I got to get licensed in New Hampshire. I'm like, no, why don't you be our black market doctor's physician's assistant? I really tried. She was not listening to me. She thought I was absolutely crazy.
Sure.
But she moved here for the FSP. And because that's how I want to buy my health care, is someone who's got all this stuff and, just works outside the system, because I believe they're going to be much more efficient when you don't have to, deal with bureaucracy. You can just actually do your job. That's going to be the best doctors, I think.
Well, I'd be interested in talking to somebody like that, too. But ultimately, this is what we're likely to see in our lifetimes. I believe that the system is set on a crash course for this, and that there's really no getting around it. And it's worth noting what George Stephanopoulos says here. So the Vermont senator appeared on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, where he was pressed on what his plan would actually cost Americans. After some back and forth, Bernie admits that he will be raising everyone's taxes, not just the rich, because that's not going to do it, as many of his supporters believe. I think if you're talking about guaranteeing paid family leave, I'm sorry, that's my Bernie Sanders voice. That's not Bernie Sanders. It's an medical leave, which will virtually every other major country has, that will require a small increase in payroll tax. So that is Sanders. Ah, shoot. Require a small increase in payroll taxes. This is going to hit everybody, the host remarked. That would. Bernie acknowledges, of course, when you're calling for $18 trillion in new spending, that's around $2 trillion more than the nation's entire gross domestic product in a year.
Well, an intelligent parasite needs to shoot high with their costs, right? So when they bring it to $9 trillion, oh, that's more affordable than we originally thought.
You're just going to get inventive with how to pay for it. Bernie will raise taxes on everyone because he has to, and that's just the kicker. If Sanders were to become president, he would severely devalue our dollar to enable spending, the results of which would be inflation and a higher cost of living for everybody.
Will the Federal Reserve let the president do that? Devalue our dollar to nothing?
They won't let Trump do it.
Right?
Supposedly.
Does Bernie even have this power to do what he's talking about, to raise taxes on everyone?
No, and I think that's one thing that's worth pointing out about a Sanders presidency.
So they got nothing better to talk about with this guy except for stuff that he actually can't do as president.
Well, that's what people want him for, though, is that they want him because he wants things like college, free college, free health care, free, everything, right? But he can't deliver it. We still have a rigged system where Republicans are likely to be the majority in the House of Representatives.
Tulsi can't deliver this either. But Bernie's not talking about ending war. He's not up there destroying, corporate shills like Kamala Harris. He's just being a puppet. And he was proven to be a puppet when he endorsed Hillary last time around.
Right. He sort of, what appeared, for all intents and purposes, to be Hillary stacking the deck.
He's literally a sideshow, for the the machine.
So why does he go back in and run again? Maybe what he's thinking is just, well, I'll get the next to go around.
So they can fill spots with people like Bernie Sanders, so they can make sure Tulsi Gabbard doesn't get into the Democratic. I mean, you just need someone who's just there to mutter and not really get any traction. Bernie's taken care
he's
of quite well.
He's got all kinds of traction, though.
Well,
bumper stickers all over.
Yep, there is. They're just going to shut him down. I mean, it's not real traction. And, I mean,
I don't feel like he can win because he's too old, personally. I mean, if the Americans just aren't going to vote for somebody who's older than Donald Trump, our oldest president.
Yeah, and anything Bernie says just doesn't make any sense to me. And he's so easy to destroy on war because he's voted for war several times. Sanctions are acts of war. As a senator, he voted for sanctions on other countries.
Don't forget that he voted for that F-35 debacle thing because it benefited the Air Force base over near Burlington. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or you can use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Warning, this is a privacy alert. You are being spied on right now, as I speak, by your phone. If you want this to stop, visit GoDarkBags.com, and we'll show you how elite military units protect themselves, and how you can too. GoDarkBags are lab-tested and guaranteed for life. Visit GoDarkBags.com now, and enter discount code FTL to save 15%. That's GoDarkBags.com, discount code FTL. Your privacy depends on it. End transmission.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Do you ever feel like no matter how free your country becomes, you aren't free? You're stuck in your job, a stressful business, or maybe a relationship, all of which where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. You can either use the Discord lines at discord.freetalklive.com, or you can use the call-in lines. The number is 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for all things that are related to cryptocurrency. They're going to have news. They're going to have the instructions. So if you just go to Bitcoin.com and you get Getting Started, I believe it's right there at the top. And they've got videos that'll tell you what cryptocurrency is, how to use cryptocurrency, how to get a wallet. They have a wallet app right there, how to buy it. They have the ability to buy cryptocurrency, I believe, with a credit card right there and a variety of other ways. They also have a way to meet, personally or do it online anonymously at local.bitcoin.com. They have lots of ways for you to spend your cryptocurrency, places like giftcards.bitcoin.com. It really is the one-stop shop. And don't forget the news, great news sources at news.bitcoin.com. It's, this website really is well promoted, well laid out, and I think you're going to be happy with it if you're interested in finding out more about cryptocurrencies. That's bitcoin.com. They've been a sponsor of Free Talk Lives for a very long time, and we're proud to have them.
I've recommended them to several customers with great success. In fact, 100% success. People who've never had Bitcoin wallets just go to bitcoin.com and watch some videos I tell them. And, the next day they're like, what's your Bitcoin Cash address so I can pay you? It's pretty much what it's been.
Yep. So we were talking about this article from the LibertarianRepublic.com, and it's just sort of the costs of many of these programs that many of these Democratic candidates are trotting out. Now, it's certainly understandable when young people say, I don't want to pay for this college debt. I'm not using this college degree. I don't want it. I don't want to pay it. And it stinks. And, they come up with reasons why it would be good if college was free or why their debt should be forgiven.
Public schools, these guidance counselors, I graduated in 1998, they were shilling college to us like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you are going to be nothing without a college degree,
sure,
is what I heard from college guidance counselors. Well, I don't have a college degree, but my buddy's got all kinds of years of college, and they've had to file bankruptcy. They couldn't buy a house, this stops you from buying a house when you got a bunch of college debt, and bankruptcy doesn't even solve the problem, which one friend thought it was gunning, actually, because some lawyer, needed another bankruptcy case, I guess, so, yeah.
Right. If you want to start a family and have a house and do all the American things that there are to do, but you've got $100,000 of college debt hanging over your head, it's going to be kind of hard.
But if you join the military, like a lot of my friends did, guess what happens to that college debt?
Does it disappear?
It can get deferred.
Oh,
it can disappear. The GI Bill will pay it off. I have basically a lady who's like pretty much a sister to me, and that's potentially what she did with her college debt.
I didn't know that the GI Bill would pay off college debt.
I don't know how it worked, but she got her college debt paid off via Navy somehow. And basically it was pay this loan, go back to school, or go into the Navy. And she had some very good, she got paid well in the Navy because she had a good college education. She had already, actually, she went to Keene State for her first 3 years, and then she went to DuPaul, I think it's called, in Chicago for 3 years. She had
DuPage.
DuPage, yeah, okay. And then she joined the Navy, and now, and basically, 8 years later, after being in the Navy, she doesn't have that college debt to pay, and somehow the Navy, if you join the Navy, you don't have to worry about this debt, it was deferred. Or if you go back into school, it's deferred.
And again, I understand why people don't want to pay college debt. It's, in a lot of cases, you're not using it. And in a lot of cases, the debt that you have, you know, it's a lot higher than what you thought you were going to be making when you got out.
And the first year of college is a tremendous waste of time and money for most people that go to, like, these major party universities.
Right. The idea that you're going to rush off to university the first 2 years. Right. I mean, you know, the first
everybody
2 years,
changes their major.
The first 2 years in university are for people with scholarships and for people whose parents are extraordinarily wealthy. That's who the first 2 years
now,
in university
are. Why do you say
for.
That?
Because you can go to community college.
Right.
And get the same thing.
Okay. So you're getting your core classes.
Right. So the idea that you rush off to Harvard or Dartmouth or Princeton or, you know, you pick the university, it doesn't really matter, and you pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year for that
English
education, right,
history,
that you could have gotten at the community college level.
For like $6,000.
Right. I don't know what they pay now for community college. It's probably gone up, too, because the market makers are driving the price up. And, you know, the market will charge what the market can bear. And people are paying a lot for community college now, too. But either way, it's significantly lower than, you know, some four-year university where, honestly, you know, you don't need that big university degree until you're going for your master's or your doctorate anyway. And then you can, no one cares where you went for undergrad if you have your master's.
Yep, then you can transfer anywhere.
Right. So.
And the other thing that drives the price of college is the fact that the federal government guarantees X amount of dollars of student loan money.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul did a really good video on this a few years ago where he showed these charts that were basically, oh, here's the Department of Education, blah, 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 guaranteeing X amount of dollars. And basically the cost of college like went up like a little bit more every time than the actual increased guaranteed rate that the government was increasing on this chart. I'm sure if you Google Ron Paul on education or university cost, you'll find it on YouTube. It's a pretty good explanation.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. The government does guarantee people's funding for education. And when they guarantee it, then the banks don't have anything to worry about because they're going to get paid one way or the other. Then they sell off this debt to collection agencies and that sort of thing. It's this spiral. And young people are often brought in by Bernie's, passion and his plans, but his plans are really, really expensive. And, you know, I mean, a lot of people ask, well, how can other countries do it? Well, A, I don't know, but, you know, B, the United States has a much more well-funded military than these other countries do. They're not even meeting their NATO obligations. And
everything's being inflated in this country through this artificial injection of money into all the marketplaces, whether it's housing, whether it's even automobiles and education, and, of course, healthcare. Everything is being artificially inflated.
It's true. They're messing with the
markets,
the value of money, and it's to the detriment of us down here at the bottom, not those at the top.
Oh,
I can assure you. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE on Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Amid an alarming increase in lung illnesses and even deaths blamed on vaping, President Trump has announced plans for a ban.
People are dying with vaping.
As he sat alongside Melania in the Oval Office, he spoke, saying more Americans need to know how dangerous vaping can be.
People think it's an easy solution to cigarettes, but it's turned out that it has its own difficulties.
Now his administration will move to ban the sale of flavored e-cigarettes, often preferred by teens. Health Secretary Alex Azar says within months.
All flavors other than tobacco flavor would be removed from the market.
On Wall Street, markets were up at the close. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 227 points, the S&P 500 up 21, and the NASDAQ up 85. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about, I don't know, what's the overarching theme of the show? Government spending?
Parasite waste.
Yeah.
When you hire a parasite to do something, whatever it is, it's going to consume a lot of energy. Anybody who understands biology knows that parasites are very bad for the host. Whether it's a tapeworm, it's going to consume a lot of the, you know, energy that you need. It's going to make you tired. It's going to bog you down. Well, government is essentially does the same thing to the markets, as far as I'm concerned. They do the same thing to our economies, just our day-to-day lives. They're parasites that essentially take our essence in the form of, you know, finance.
And I would say that the government's inserted itself in sort of many necessary areas. So, you know, they're not completely inserted in healthcare, which we were just talking about. So let's go with something that they're pretty well inserted in: garbage collection.
Oh yeah.
Well, and garbage collection, mind you, is one of the things that government does pretty well.
How does all this garbage get in the ocean?
Well, honestly, the answer to that is largely from third world countries on the Pacific Rim.
So the rules are, the nautical rules on a fishing vessel, it says it right there. I used to go out on a commercial fishing boat a couple times a year with a friend of mine.
Yep.
You go, so you can dump a certain amount of waste 125 miles out to sea. you can dump pretty much unregulated, you know, plastic and all kinds of stuff 250 miles out to sea.
Now, so, I don't know.
As much as you want?
Well, this is what major cities do. They bring barges out and they dump waste.
I don't think so. The rules may have changed since you were out there, but you can throw, like, crockery and certain kinds of garbage that'll sink out. Presumably it'll help create reef or something like that. But you know, plastics and those kind of things you're not allowed to do anymore. You can dump human waste.
250 miles out. I mean, this could be old information.
I think it's old information.
But basically, if it was hammer milled to 1 inch, it was like the 125 to 250 mile. Because was or still is. I could do a little research on this, update myself. But major cities like New York City,
they
don't dump trash out
on
barges.
Most of that the Pacific garbage patch is from countries that aren't the U.S.
Oh, you mean so countries that we've been shipping our trash to, and then they're dumping it in the ocean?
That may be very
well.
I don't know. I can't give you an answer on that one. But
clearly, there's tons of Walmart bags 100 miles off the coast of Chatham, Massachusetts, 100 miles southeast. You drop nets and let them soak for a week in the wintertime, and those nets are half full of Walmart trash. Walmart cellophane bags. You can read Walmart right on them. I've picked them out of the nets.
That's curious. That's not what I've read, but I'm certainly willing to have a conversation about that. I wasn't talking about the end result of
garbage. I'll get you some pictures.
I was talking about trash pickup.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Yep. So trash pickup. Oh, I'm sure there's pictures of people pulling up Walmart bags. I mean, I dropped a plastic bag off my boat while I was, out for 3 months. And sometimes things blow off.
I
felt terrible, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
You know, the boat's traveling along under sail at 6.5 knots, and goodbye, Mr. Plastic Bag, because there's nothing you can do. You should have had something sitting on it. It's a shame, but that's the way it is. Shouldn't have those kind of things out in the
plastic bags had holes punched through them. They were hammer milled, and they were about 1,800 foot down, and literally were gill nets. A couple thousand foot long, 10 foot high, floats on one side, lead weights on the other. They catch a bunch of bottom feeders, and literally half of the haul was trash. These bags.
What did they do with that trash when they pull it out?
Oh, well, we
threw it back.
No. we filled up a bunch of containers with it. The guy actually had like kind of a trash compactor-ish system where you compacted it with your foot into these bags. And they were pretty strong bags. And when we would go back to the dock, we would just throw them in a dumpster at the Chatham Pier.
So when you're talking
a lot
about
of work.
Trash pickup, I was able to see this very clearly moving from Sarasota, Florida to Keene, New Hampshire. Now, all y'all here know for sure that trash is not picked up by garbage men here in this area unless you call them.
Yep.
You can call somebody out
and
to
you
your
can
house.
Pay them.
Yeah, they'll come out and they will pick up your garbage for pay.
And I got it done for $60 a month. I get a 5-yard dumpster and I pay for it in full. So it's one money. And that's why I get it for $60 a month, because I pay for it in full. It'd be like $80 if you did it monthly. And I think that's pretty good service.
Yeah, that's $60 a month isn't bad, but you probably are getting it for trash pickup at your house in Sarasota, Florida for less than $60. But Ian has trash pickup here because he doesn't want to go to the dump. I go to the transfer station is what we call it, the dump, basically. And I drop my own trash off, and I don't pay anything for it other than property taxes to keep the transfer station open. But I have no trash pickup because I have an 11-year-old. and he is my trash man. He takes care of this stuff, and then I drive him there, and he throws it all away, and he gets a little bit of money. So I guess I probably do spend. Because I give him, I'm pretty generous. I'm giving him pretty good money for doing it because I want to make sure that he's, wants to do it and wants to understand chores and these sorts of things. But he's the one who does it at my house. Ian pays $20 a month, which is what I was paying in Sarasota for trash pickup. It was like $22 a month in Sarasota. The difference was in here, he throws whatever he wants into that barrel, and they take care of it for him. There in Sarasota, they made sure that I didn't have a single stick wrapped up in my yard trash that was longer than 3 feet long. If so, they'd leave, you know, they'd just leave it. No explanation as to why it was being left, just left.
City of Manchester does the same thing.
Sometimes your recycling would be left, and you wouldn't know what the reason was for that either. You know, and there's no instructions there. You know, you don't know what the reason is. It just gets bizarre. Fine. You don't want to pick up my recycling? I'll dump it in a garbage bag, and you'll pick it up tomorrow with regular trash pickup.
Perfect.
You know? And this is sort of, for me, was, you know, a real clarity on what the government does when it does things. It provides, this is what a monopoly is. Because try to get other trash. You can get other trash service, but you're going to still pay if you get trash pickup in your area and you have to pay for it. You're still going to have to pay for the trash service that you don't use. Somebody will come to your house for money and pick up your trash.
Oh, kind of like sending your kid to private school?
Right. It's like private school. And, you know, public school, depending on where you are in the country, you can be paying between $6,000 and $10,000 a year per student for, you know, government school. And there's plenty of private schools in America right now that are that can use that kind of money. And now, mind you, a charter school, if you decide to send your kid to a charter school, the government only gives them a fraction of that.
We did that. There was a lot of fundraisers at a charter school.
Right. So they get a certain amount from the government per student,
yep.
But it's much smaller than what the government school gets. So the government school, you know, there's better, there's worse ones, there's no doubt, but ultimately, you know, you can't compare the charter schools to the government schools, even though the charter schools are generally better, because the charter schools have to basically they live in a netherworld, half private, half public, and they're trying to do fundraising and that kind of thing. Private schools, yeah, there many of them are functioning for less per student than the government schools are, and still. We're like, you know, the government schools are still the worst school in a given area. The government provides the worst service at the highest price, and it seems like every single time.
But the employees in the government schools' pensions are guaranteed by the barrel of a gun. When their pension fund loses 20-30% because everything goes to crap, taxpayers have to make up for it. At the private school, if there is a pension, which I assume you would have to have if you had a private school to get educators to teach in your private school, I'm sure they got some kind of thing like other private
probably
companies.
Probably a 401k.
Or whatever. But, you know, if that goes down, there's no one pointing guns at taxpayers to prop it up to make sure you still get it.
If the charter school doesn't work out, whatever retirement they have for those teachers, you don't necessarily have to pay for it. And that's the difference between something that's in the marketplace and something that's in the, done by the government. The government, you're forced to pay for it, even if it's the worst service offered.
Yeah, there's no incentive to provide a good service if you're forced to pay for it.
And that's my dispute fundamentally with all government programs is, you know, I'm not saying the government doesn't provide programs we need, but we certainly don't need them at the price and the service level they're giving them to us at. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, final segment. The number is 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
If you operate a retail business and you're looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance, it's never been easier thanks to HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. It's not like taking, VeriSign or any of that stuff. It's so easy. If you've already got a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Visit HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store and Bitcoin Cash. Get started now at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. I think this is important to read. We were talking about government programs and the cost for them and things like that. Here's one that it makes perfectly good sense, but it's going to be really expensive. From NBCNews.com, court rules Veterans Administration must pay for veterans' emergency room care, a decision that may be worth billions.
Yeah, because these hospitals want your emergency room business. If you travel down Interstate 93 from Concord to Manchester, you will see a massive sign that says some hospital down the road and the exit whatever, and the emergency room wait time. Is 0 minutes,
yeah.
8 minutes, three minutes, whatever. It's always, you see some couple minutes.
I've seen plenty of signs like that for different hospitals, not just that
one. All kinds of hospitals. I see them everywhere in New Hampshire.
It's not just New Hampshire. It's Florida, too.
Oh, okay.
The Department of Veterans Affairs must reimburse veterans for emergency medical care at non-VA facilities, a federal appeals court ruled Monday. This is from September 10th, so there's that yesterday.
Oh,
so,
if you like the VA health care, you're going to love government health care once it all becomes, because it's all going to be VA
health care. It is government, yeah. A decision that could be worth billions of dollars to veterans. The U.S. Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims said that the VA has been wrongfully denying reimbursement to veterans who sought emergency medical care at non-VA facilities and struck down an internal VA regulation that blocked those payments. All of this is unacceptable, said the ruling, which ordered the VA secretary to re-adjudicate these reimbursement claims. Plaintiffs' lawyers say that based on past estimates by the VA, the department is now on the hook for between $1.8 billion and $6.5 billion in reimbursements to hundreds of thousands of veterans who have filed or will file claims between 2016 and 2025. So, I love that they don't know. Like, so you don't know how much this is. 1.8 to 6.5.
That's
between
a huge 2
difference. And 7 billion dollars. Now, and you, what you need to consider is that many veterans don't like the service they get at the VA.
No, it's horrible.
Much rather go to an actual the hospital down the road or whatever.
So I wonder how many will now say, "Well, I had to go to the emergency room to get my service rather than the VA."
I had a sniffle.
Yep.
Well, if you're a certain amount of miles away anyway, they'll give you a referral to a different doctor.
Yep, they will. But you have to, you know, you have to get the referral and all that work and all that sort of thing. And if your emergency room visits are now covered by the VA, at what point will just all your hospital visits be covered?
Yeah.
And all these questions really sort of add up to, A, people don't want government health care, because that's what the VA is.
Yep.
Forget it, ladies and gentlemen. There's no way to get around it. You've got government health care, and we know what it looks like. It's the VA.
So will the local emergency room here in Keene, say a vet goes there because, whatever, he's got some chest pains, do they pay the cash rate, the VA, or do they pay the insurance rate? I'm sure it's the highest rate possible.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is.
I don't know if they're billing the patient, which would be the veteran, and the veteran gets the bill, and then they submit it. They would get like a cash bill, right?
Maybe.
Because it would be in their name.
Well, I can tell you that I did go to the local, you were just talking about the local hospital. When my wife was pregnant, we went there, and they wanted our information, because, you know, we'd went for the first visit and stuff, and they asked for our insurance information. I said, we don't have, our insurance won't pay for this, so this is all going to be cash. But do you have insurance? Yes. But it won't pay for this. Well, let us get the information anyway.
That's where you went wrong, saying you had insurance that you can't even use.
Right. So I answered the question, yes, and I gave them the insurance information in case it was, they said it was in case it was for something else. If, you know,
right.
We get rolled in or whatever. They then billed us the insurance rate.
Yep.
And when we told them we were going to pay cash, so we no longer got the cash rate. And we had one heck of a time getting them to roll it back to the cash rate. And these people don't know what their services cost. So there was a test that she had to have that every woman, she was 40 years old. When,
and all these doctors do this.
Yep.
In hospitals. Oh, so, we don't know what that lab costs. Well, you guys send them out every week. How the hell did you not know?
They had her take a test to see whether or not she had to take a test, right?
Yeah.
And so the test turned out that she needed to take the test. Well, the test, not the test for the test, the test for the test cost more than the test. Three times more than the test. If we would have just taken the test, we would have paid a quarter of what they charged us.
That's really like is the definition of a racket.
And
that is racketeering.
Right. And so, you know, I mean, this is their billing problems. This is, you know, a service provider that doesn't even understand the rates for anything. I've got a friend who works as a doctor at the local hospital, the same hospital I'm complaining about here. He's like, you know, he readily admits he has no clue what they're going to charge me for anything. Nothing. He's like, I just don't know.
Yeah, if you call and you try to make an appointment and you ask how much your visit's going to be and you say, this is what I'm going to have done, they're going to say, you'll have to call billing.
They don't know either.
Yeah.
So nobody knows but billing, and billing doesn't know either.
No.
So imagine this. All your data for the past decade is getting stored somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's AI bots that a used car dealership, a hospital, an auctioneering house, basically put to work to see how much you can afford. How much will this guy afford on a car? How many clicks was he clicking on cars that were over $20,000? How much has this guy got in his bank account? How much, you know, this does he have? What's his assets worth? How much is his health care? How much can we extract out of him for health care? I mean, lawyers are doing this to see how much they can get for certain things.
I'm throwing off their algorithms because I look at an inordinate amount of Lotuses and McLarens and Lamborghinis.
You know, right.
Because I like the way they look, not because I'm ever going to buy one or ever could buy one.
But just think about it. If all our data's out there, and if there was, you know, there's AIs being developed, or they already exist, or Facebook. I mean, Facebook is selling me stuff literally that, like, I'm like, wow, that's an awesome tool. I've been needing that. I have bought some awesome tools due to online advertising that have actually made my life easier in my trade because I'm looking at all these tools and watching videos about welding and blacksmithing and all, you know, and I can advertise these things. But it's a seriously dangerous sword. I mean, when it comes to healthcare and certain situations, they know based on our data we've been putting out there who they can stick it to and who they can't. They got to.
Right. I'm sure that's the case. They can figure it out in every other industry. Why couldn't they figure it out in healthcare?
Right.
And, it's the truth. By the way, on that test that cost three times as the test for the test that cost three times as much as the test, we didn't pay it. We just refused to pay that. We paid all the other bills.
Good
and
for
we
you.
Said,
except for the test.
Y'all can take that and stick it where your proctologist works, right? And we just didn't pay it. And no one. I think they called. Yeah, they. You're right. They turned it over to one guy at one collection agency one time that called. And I read him up one side and down the other. And they never called back. I didn't tell him he couldn't call me back. I didn't tell him he couldn't try to collect. I didn't tell him anything like that. They never called me back. I suspect because they realized I'm never giving them a penny, these incompetent boobs. And they're, you know, trying to pay me, you know, trying to charge me for this bill.
I was in a semi wreck and I took an ambulance ride. It was $12,000 for the ambulance and ER visit. And you know, put a couple stitches in my head, a couple stitches in my shoulder. And they wanted like $12,000. And I'm like, well, what are you guys going to do if I don't pay it? I ain't got no assets. I'll just let my credit rot. First phone call, I had these guys down to $3,200.
Yeah, right. They were ready to cut rate pretty quick. And that's what they'll do. You should talk to the hospital billing and begin negotiating as quickly as you can. Because
and just let them know you're a deadbeat and you're probably not going to pay. And they just, you know, I mean, $3,200 was better than any creditor will give them.
I was willing to.
Or any, you know, credit buying company.
Right, the credit buying company. I was willing to pay what I felt was a fair amount. And we did talk them down on the amount. Because I felt like I got ripped off on the cash thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I got ripped off on too many tests. So I talked them down to a fair amount. They, you know, let the bill go. And, you know, ultimately that was that. You know, I refused to pay for the one test, as I had said, because I felt that was wrong. Yeah. And they didn't. So, you know, we just had a dispute on that, but it really never affected our credit from what I could tell. We didn't buy much on credit for that period of time, but I bought a car a few years ago and everything was fine. Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop.
And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help.
Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com.
And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website.
Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Easy, affordable, effective.